I agree. I think that historically, I feel like there's been a shift in the last couple of years in terms of like parent-led initiatives versus admin-sanctioned initiatives. And I feel like it very much, we were very much a scrappy startup, and parents stepped in where they saw things that needed to be done. And I think part of that is sort of, I mean, there was also kind of a lot of chaos a little bit to some extent, which I think Krishna has kind of like tried to like put the brakes on a little bit. But I think absolutely there should be, like, parents should have the agency to do a lot of the stuff. And I feel like Sarah is like pushing that. I always feel it's like the kindergarten has come in. We are going to do this. And that's
Which is
great.
so great. Like, how
Yes.
can we focus that and
Exactly.
like not have it
Exactly.
be, not have to go through
Right. And
like.
so, like, the discussion about the fall festival was, it's very much just like, well, when do we have a date for it? And like, set a date. And you know, if you want, and I think there's like some idea that like classrooms would be involved, and I don't necessarily think we should ask classroom teachers to like orchestrate anything or do any scheduling. So like, if there, we used to have affinity groups. If there are affinity groups who want to like do some sort of presentation or enactment of gratitude traditions in their culture, then we should identify, or someone should identify those and have it be entirely like community led. I think that would be perfect. That's the ideal. That's what I think to have happen. So yeah, I don't think it should be, I don't think that admin should have to sort of hold the reins on it. I think parents should. But I think also, because we are so far from being a scrappy startup, there's a certain amount of, well, what are we supposed to do? Like, what are the rules? Where that wasn't the case before. That makes sense.
Yeah, it even seems like for maybe for each of these groups that there's like a handoff meeting or something that can happen where it's like, this is the goal of this group, high level. This is like some things that can happen that can't happen actually. Like, so the part like, all right, this is what can't happen. And this is the budget, if any, and that you need to stay within, or like just some simple things, and then like, and go, you know, and
So I can have a comment. I have not wanted to step on Marcella's toes. Like, I created all those groups, but she's also the one who's sort of the touch point for families at this point. So much, I can have a conversation with her. Like, she started that in the Fall Festival group. Like, hey, let's make this happen. Let's, who wants to step up and lead it?
Great.
And so I can talk to her about sort of like how we tap each group individually and identify someone who wants, someone or a group of someone who wants to be in charge of them.
Yeah, I think that's great. And then just like kind of a formal like, let's launch it, and like with like just some clear expectations, and then with and like those Marcella can get Krishna to sign off on, and then yeah. Cool. That's awesome. I'm excited about the Fall Festival. The Fall Festival.
The last one that happened was 2019.
Oh wow. Okay, cool. Any other questions or comments about FAC? Cool. All right, we named at the start of the meeting that we're actually going to table this discussion on effective school board framework that Greg is leading the conversation on for us, and thinking about what are the ways that we can continue to increase our effective support of the school and our capacity as the board. But we're going to table that since there's just three of us here tonight.
After I watched the meeting,
I know.
Part of it.
I watched parts of
On
it.
double speed, on travel speed.
In terms of the trainings, Buck. Sorry, did you have a comment?
No,
Oh,
go
I thought
ahead.
you looked like you were. Buck signed us all up for the training, so we should have the recording of the Brown Act training.
And there's a link to the slides there in the agenda.
Yep.
And then also there's the CCSA, California Charter School Association, also has, we're all able to get another Brown Act training
Cool.
there too. It's a 2-day, I think it's next week or the week after.
Cool. Update on the high school evaluation process. Krishna has drafted goals based on the feedback from last year, and she shared those with us at the last executive committee meeting, and we'll discuss those in closed session tonight.
Any progress with candidate Amy?
No.
Okay. I could reach back out.
I was just like scanning back through my email to see if I have anything.
Do you have any comments or anything to share about board membership? Did you get any emails today? Okay. Then never mind. You can report on it when you've had a chance to. It's totally reasonable to you can report on it later. It's all good.
Okay.
I guess I will make a little comment, which is that the effectiveness stuff, just that I think that, oh, I know what I was going to say. I don't think I'm going to be here in October. So you can have a conversation about it in October without me, but you might also say, it's not going to work in October either. So maybe we're talking about November. So.
Got it.
Yeah, that's all.
Yeah.
It's up to you.
Yeah, sorry. I had not been able to check my urban email today, but it does sound like one of our board members is not going to be able to continue on the UMCS board. So we are super grateful to Donald for the time that he spent on the board and the help that he gave in a whole lot of different capacities, and are glad that he will still be around and an engaged parent, but get that, it's a time commitment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He wrote a really nice email to us saying that he... doesn't think he has the time. I like almost don't want to like accept it, you know. I want to be like, come on, man, we can figure this out. But it does, I think when we get to, so, but I'm happy to accept it. He's so great, and it's he'll be around the school. He'll find lots of other, maybe he'll organize the coffees now. But so then officially then we're, as of today, we have four board members, and it does get to it, it in when we do get to the conversation about effectiveness and time commitment. It does, you know, the framework does call for a winnowing down so that people can focus, and like it's not about having a gajillion committees, and it's not about having, you know, super long board meetings and things like that.
Yeah.
So.
Great.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm processing my feelings.
No, it's all good. And you should, I think it's, here's the thing. You can, there's so many ways to move forward. Like you could, any of us could reach out to him. I wrote him a little note today just saying like, hope you're doing well. And hi, Emily, I see you on the Zoom. Please raise your hand or let us know or speak up if you have any questions or comments. We're on item 4. I was just going to say that, If things change and can work out, and he's like, okay, you know, we can bring him back in, and whether we formally, you know, he rescinds it or we take another vote, you know, we can figure it out.
Yeah. Cool.
Anything else for that item?
Nope.
Any public comments on the executive and governance committee, Emily or Deb? Emily.
No, thank you.
Okay.
I guess that addresses the board committee of one part of the board
committee
office members, but that means that the academic committee,
we need to, let's, what can we solve, how can we solve for academic? So one solution, once
have an academic committee
or simply
can I say my thing to me on that?
Yeah.
I mean, one, it is the like lightning piece, but then I think what the little that I've taken away from the materials and learning is like, how do we center more of the full board there's time around academics. And I think, you know, as someone who used to be on the academic committee and then is not just because of time stuff, I would love to see that discussion just happen in the whole group. So I don't know. I think, why don't we, I don't want to make that decision without Anne and Krishna and Daniel, but I want to just raise that as, I think, one opportunity that could come out of this that I think makes sense.
I agree. I feel like the model as it is, right, I've been trying to figure out how to make it more effective, mm-hmm. Because it is very much like Daniel will report on whatever and then I report with it.
Yeah.
And I feel like if we do move towards the framework that Greg is interested in, I feel like that would be, I mean, that should be kind of the center of what we're talking about. Like, yeah, yeah, it's progress.
So what you both just said definitely resonates with me. The only thing I was going to do is I think we should also just double check what our commitments are in the charter.
Yes.
Like, because they might say we shall have a specific academic committee.
Yeah.
But maybe there's a way that we can, it meets twice a year.
Yeah, yeah.
Or maybe it meets
right before the board meeting.
Right before the board meeting. Or it meets with the FAC.
Yeah.
Or something like that. I don't know. So definitely some creative things we can do. Definitely want to bring the heart of academic monitoring into what the regular board mm-hmm. is. So yeah, just some questions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. In the meantime, I think, gosh, for October, like if you wanted to have a committee meeting.
I mean, am I not allowed to talk about academics anywhere without it being publicly? I mean, if I'm the only member of the committee.
I just don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, I'm sure Daniel would be delighted to not have a academic meeting in October, though we were talking very specifically, like our goal was to talk very specifically about what metrics we could or should use to communicate to the school how we are apart from testing data.
That's come up in the school goals conversation
and
too.
Yeah. Krishna's goals as part of the.
I think you could. Well, you can decide how you want to handle it. I think in some ways you could have a meeting, an official meeting, and keep it all the same. I think you could also have a public meeting or have a meeting. And if someone really wants to come, they could come, or you could put on the Zoom or whatever you want, but it doesn't have to be a real meeting.
Mm-hmm.
If it's just you and Daniel. And if Daniel's like, I'm good to go, we'll share it at the regular board, then that's probably reasonable too.
I'll talk to him. Yeah,
it's also, if you had, I personally, if you found a community member who wanted to join, like you do not have to be a member of the board to be on the member of the committee. And I would be happy to have that, you know, you could kind of.
As a voting member of the committee?
Yeah, the committee doesn't vote other than on their minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mostly just report.
Okay.
Yeah. That you could, like, as chair, designate them as a committee member pending the approval of the full board later in October and just move forward just to be able to keep things moving. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine anyone's going to complain. And if they did, you didn't take any actions. So right. I think it'll be okay.
Yeah. All right. So next up there, we need to like look more into the bylaws to understand what is required of
bylaws in the charter. I'll put reaching out to Amy on my list.
Okay.
Bylaws and charter. I'm saying this out loud because I will re-listen to the recording when I clean up the minutes. And Deb and Emily are on this call, so maybe they'll get reached out to. It's so interesting. We need humans to even have the conversation so that we can keep, you know, the train moving, you know?
Yeah.
So. Where are we next? Are there other comments on that whole board and committee officers and members conversation the board just had, Deb or Emily? It's fine if not, but you get to comment on everything. Yeah, Deb.
No comments.
Thank you. Okay, feel free to use like the thumbs down. You know, whatever works for you guys, or stay silent. You are not forced to comment.
I came in too late, so I'll have to watch the recording.
Okay, well, keep coming, Emily. Don't stop coming to the meetings. The updates I have are the Oakland side covered it. There's an article on the front page of Oakland side that last night's OUSD board meeting took two charter related actions. One, they approved the Cox Academy lease.
Oh, thanks.
So that goodness. Cox can get 28 million from the state of California. Well, actually OUSD gets 28 million. It all goes to OUSD's facility to fix the leaky roof, and both schools, Reach and Cox, get a playground. And so that was cool. And then the other, also in the article and also happened last night, was that the OUSD board took action. I don't know. They passed a resolution like acknowledging a multiple kind of notices of concern related to AIMS, American Indian Model Schools, issues around HR and retaliation and allegations of misconduct, things like that. Issues around not serving students with special needs. And I can't remember. There's no, it was like the document was over 1,000 pages long.
Who did the investigation?
I assume the Office of Charter Schools. I did not follow the item. You can definitely find it on Oakland side. Yeah. And it sounds like AIMS, you know, that the resolution calls for the current year we're in for AIMS to kind of work with the Office of Charter Schools and you know, remedy what needs remedying at the governance level so that these issues don't happen again. So hopefully, you know, things get cleaned up this school year so that they can be moving forward. I don't remember what other things I had. Oh, there's a D5 election. So I think there's a candidate forum tonight. So if you live in D5, vote. Vote, vote, vote.
Cool. We need to approve the minutes, or vote to approve the minutes from the August meeting. Do I have a motion to? Are there any public comments on
the minutes? Yeah, on the minutes or on the updates?
On the updates, yeah. Do I hear a motion? I second.
Sweet.
All in favor.
Hi. Thanks, y'all.
All right. Any comments on the items in the consent report? And just a reminder for the public that we are moving our finance committee report documents into the consent report, unless they're trusting the finance committee to raise up anything. Of course, anything that needed to be voted on, but if there are any like concerns or flags that need to be discussed, that we will do that. But we didn't want to spend discussion time in the meeting going over these things, because we're in a very solid financial place, and we've got great work happening by EdTech, which is our back of the house provider on this. And so all of those documents are there and available. So if there's any questions, we always take questions and comments on the consent report before we vote. So I'll do that at this time. Any comments, questions? All right.
And you can come to finance committee, and you can also, the finance committee minutes are published from this month. So you can also get a little more detail there. I'll motion to approve.
Second. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. Any business items for future meetings?
Anyone have something we need to talk about? I think we need to make a plan around growing the board.
Yeah.
It's good. Four is getting tricky. We're going to get tricky. Yeah. And we need to make a plan on how to talk about growing the board in connection to like reframing, continuing to reframe like how we, what we're working on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
All right. With that, we are going to go into closed session in regard to the public employee performance evaluation of the head of school, which we always have agendized for closed session. Is there any public comment on the closed session item before we go into the closed session?
No, and I just closed my agenda. So do you have anything after that other than reporting out?
Nope.
And we're going to just enable the waiting room and put y'all in it. And if you're there when we're done, we'll invite you back in for the closing. And if you're not, then that's fine.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. So,
thanks.
All right. How do I? There we go. 1, 2, and I will pause the recording.
All right, it is 6:43. We are coming back from closed session. There are no action items and no votes to be taken as a result. We're going to close down the meeting. Have a great night, everybody.
Good night.